Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Be
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And I just want to say thank you to all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all around the world. The latest update is that I have 42 countries tuning in around the world, and we just added Greece and the Philippines. So I'm so impressed with that, you know. And before, if you'd like to talk to our guest while he's here, you need to hit the one key, and that will let me know to unmute your mic. If not, you will stay muted. But before I bring on the phenomenal Chris Jasper, I want to say hello to Chris, my co-host. How you doing, Chris Michael Ward?
Hello, Terry. First, I want to say, you know, congrats to us that we have 42 countries now. That's awesome.
Yes, yes. And without further ado, because I see a hand is already up, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Chris. First and foremost, this guy is a musical genius. He started being training with classical music at the age of 7. He's the youngest of 7 siblings. He's been married for over 40 years to his beautiful wife, Margie. You know, he's just phenomenal. He wrote most of those hits for the Osley Brothers, you know, and now he's doing his own thing. And one thing y'all didn't know about him, he even used to live in the same apartment complex as the Osley Brothers. And I think his sister married one of them. But anyway, Chris Jasper's first song that he wrote long time ago for the Osley, it was called It's Your Thing. And for people who are baby boomers, you know the song because baby, 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 Chris made some music with the Osley Brothers and with himself that helps other people, you know, feel romantic in a time where people need to feel romantic. But you know something, before I bring him on, I want you to know that song that just played called I Promise, that was his solo hit, you know, I Promise. And I need somebody to love on me and promise to do the right thing. So before I bring him on, I want y'all to first know that he is a man of God. Don't call him for no craziness, because we're not having that tonight. Even though there's no senses here, we want to respect this icon of music legend. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, doing fine. And thanks for playing that. That's one of my favorite songs off of my new album.
Okay.
Raise the Bar is the title of the newest album, and that's one of the first singles that came from it. So that was a good choice. Thanks.
Yeah, I love it. I've been listening to your music. It's wonderful. Now, we have someone on here already who want to ask you a question, and the last 4 digits of this phone number is 7718. This is your opportunity to make history and talk to a legend. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Real from San Diego.
Yeah,
I forgot to push the one button. Good.
Great.
You know, I got to thank Miss Terry, Chris, because she reminded me, you know, that you were going to be on tonight, and she knows how much I love classic R&B. A quick story. I used to be president of, I got the Motown charter back in the day to become the president of the Supremes fan club, but the first single that I bought ever was This Old Heart of Mine by the Isley Brothers.
Okay.
That was back in the day. Yeah, I remember walking in the hot sun to the record store about a mile away from our house to buy the single, and ever since then I've been a fan. I know that's a little before your time with the group.
Yeah.
My question is, why did the group leave Motown and go over to Teaneck to form their own label?
I think what happened was they had a 3-year deal with Motown, I believe it was 3 years, and it was going to expire, and so I think they wanted to do a new thing, you know, something new. So I think at that point they were talking to Neil Bogart and his record label, and they decided instead of re-signing with Motown, to go with Neil Bogart, and I think that was, you know, what happened. That was the decision that they made, you know.
Wasn't Neil Bogart connected to Casablanca Records? That name sounds very familiar.
And he also had Buddha before that. That's the label that they associated Teenage Records.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah, that's Gladys Knight and the Pips. And then Casablanca.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Mark, we got another caller here who would like to ask Chris a question. And this caller, your last four digits is 3570. Introduce yourself.
Hello. My name's John. I'm from Chicago.
All right,
hey, John.
I just want to say, first of all, you know, Mr. Jasper, I'm a huge fan of really all of your work, your incredible solo career. I loved your Share With Me album. Ivory Jasper Isley is terrific. And, of course, the Isley Brothers. And I had a question about an album that I don't think gets enough attention. Even though it's a gold record, you know, it can still get lost in the shuffle of the hits, you know. I love the album Winner Takes All from 79. I think that's just a great album. And it was the first double album. I hope you don't mind if you wouldn't mind sharing, like, what were the sessions like around that time and the decision to make a double record? Like, what was going through the group's mind, your mind, all that?
Well, at the time, we had a lot of ideas. We had a lot of song ideas. And we just started to work on them one at a time. And they started to come together, you know, pretty quickly. And so we decided, well, let's keep going. You know, I decided that if we have good material, there's no need to stop recording now because we were making good progress. The record label that was Epic, you know, they wanted whatever we had. You know, they wanted us to keep going, and so did we. So we just said, okay, instead of making it two separate albums, let's make it a double album, you know, because we'd never done a double album before that, you know. And it was kind of a collective a decision between us and the distributor, Sony.
Wow, that's
okay.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Mr. Jasper. Huge, huge fan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, man, you know, you got to love him, man, because, like I said, for us baby boomers, yeah, his music made a whole lot of children.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. My daughter came along because of them, but, you know, it is what it is. But my co-host, Chris, he has a question as well. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Jasper, my first question to you is, who were your musical influences before you became, you know, the phenomenal musician singer that you are today? Who did you look up to?
When I was first coming up, I always loved music, you know, even as a kid when I was taking piano lessons. My first love was R&B. You know, when I turned on the radio and I would hear like Sam Cooke and Ray Charles and Marvin Gaye, those three artists for me was what really attracted me to R&B. I wanted to, you know, learn their songs. I used to play it by ear, you know, on the radio. And my mother saw me doing that, you know, and she said, Chris, you have a good ear for music. You should learn how to read music, you know, and study piano. And so I did, you know, and I was lucky enough to have this professor that went to our church to teach me. And, you know, I learned a lot about classical music at the time, you know, And as time went on, as I got involved in music professionally, I started to incorporate some of the classical themes and classical techniques to our music, you know, and that gave our music another dimension. So those early influences, you know, I still listen to their music today.
Mm.
Wow.
Great.
You know, you mentioned that Chris Jasper, about, you know, who you listen to and everything. You know, it reminds me, James Brown, were you like my brothers was doing? you know, they was mimicking James Brown. They be acting like they singing and then fall down and somebody throw a coat over them. Because my brothers, man, you know, they was watching them because that's their idols, their musical idols at the time. Were you doing stuff like that or were you just involved into the love of the music?
Yes, the performance aspect was one thing, but I was, you know, I approached music from a composer standpoint, you know, and an arranger, you know, standpoint. I used to listen to all the instrumentation and, like, analyze. I was analyzing what was being played, you know. I was saying, hey, you know, this guy's doing this on the bass. He's doing this on the guitar. You know, the keyboard player's doing this. The drummer's doing that, you know. That's how I used to listen to music. And, you know, I enjoyed the performances, too, you know, like, you know, how the crowd gets into it and, you know, like you said, when James put on the cape and all that. We used to go to his shows, you know. We used to watch him. And but the thing about James that, you know, made me, you know, like him so much was how tight his band was. I think he had the best band going at the time, you know. Those guys were tight, man, you know. And I used to love how, you know, he would do a certain move and, you know, the band would hit a certain accent, you know, the horns would hit, you know, everything was like, seemed like it was perfectly choreographed, you know. And I just listen to it, you know, analytically, you know, I'm always breaking it down.
That's good. But you know something that I always liked, too, is back in the day, y'all outfits that y'all wore, were those made by the wives or were y'all had special tailors? Because y'all was sharp, y'all was in tune with the time frame. You know, I love the bell bottoms, just still do, you know. I'd be checking out your clothes. I said, yes, I like those. And I hope you still got some of those because now as memorabilia, they worth so much more money.
Yeah, we had a designer. You know, we had a couple of designers actually that designed our clothes. But not always. Some, like it was 3 plus 3. We just bought stuff from North Beach Leather, you know, out in California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people would shop there, Sly, and a whole bunch of people would, you know, get their leather outfits from there, you know. But as time went on, we did have a few designers, you know, come in and would, you know, design clothes. You know, we tell them what we wanted, you know, and they would pretty much, you know, get exactly what we wanted, you know. So, but then, you know, other pictures, it would be something we like, we wanted to wear, you know. And we always said, okay, let's be individuals instead of everybody wearing the same thing, you know.
Right.
That was another thing. We wanted to just have an individual image.
Well, y'all had style. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all have style. So 7718, your hand is still up. Do you have another question?
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to say that your inspiration for your daughter might have come from that big Isley Brothers song, Between the Sheets, Terry.
Oh, man.
Did you ever think of that?
Oh, Lord, that was something.
I love that jam. I love that jam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the question I have for Chris, I've been listening to your latest album since Terry told me yesterday, Raise the Bar, and I love it.
Yeah,
I absolutely love the song, My Little Boy. Can you tell me something about that? Tell us something about that song and the album. I love that.
Yes. My Little Boy, I wrote that for my son, Michael, and my other sons, too. We dedicated that song to them, and it's, you know, it's written from the perspective of a parent, you know. You know, parents have their kids, you know, and we wanted to use it for you know, Michael's wedding, for him and the mother son dance, you know.
Oh.
It turned out so well. We said, okay, let's also put it on the album, you know. Because, you know, Margie starts off the song, the verse, you know, and then I come in later on. But we thought it was appropriate that the mother should be the one to, you know, lead in the song, you know, the verses.
Oh, yeah.
And because it was written for like a mother-son, you know, dance in a wedding. But it's just one of those things that I think a lot of parents would feel about their children, you know, that no matter how old they are, you know, you love them, and you just remember everything about them. And that's why it's called My Little Boy, you know, because that you still have that same affection for them that when they were first born, you know.
They'll always be your little boy, right?
That's right.
<You'll> all... Okay.
Anybody else out there listening, if you hit the one key, you can talk to Chris because you might not get this opportunity again. I mean, because bless his heart, you know, he is so humble and he's so giving and caring. Okay, now the hand just went up. Okay. Caller, if your last four digits is 9537, who are you? And you got the floor. Okay, caller. Last four digits, 9537. Hello? Well, I'm going to put you back in mute status if you're not going to say anything. I don't know what happened to that caller. They got their hand raised, but maybe they got their phone on mute, or they I don't understand. But anyway, okay. I'm going to try one more time. They said, caller, your last four digits is 9537. You still have a little time to talk to Chris. Mike, Chris Jasper. Are you still there?
Hello.
Okay. Hello. We couldn't hear you. Hello. We can hear you. Ma'am, hello. We hear you. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, can you hear
me? Are you there? I can hear you quite fine. I was having a problem with my mute key. Sorry. I apologize, Chris. Chris,
sir.
I have been in love for I don't know how many years, ever since it came out, Caravan of Love. And
yes.
Were you the one that wrote that song?
Yes, that's one of my favorite songs, and I wrote that, you know, for Isaac Jasper Isley, and you know, we made it. You've probably seen the video, you know, that we made for
which
is also one of my favorite videos too. And I'm just so happy that that song got so much attention because of the message that's in it. You know, I really love. I loved writing the song. I had such a good time writing it and performing it. You know.
Yeah, it's very spiritual, and it has a gospel embedded in there as well, and I just love that song. And I'm a big fan of yours, and it's been a pleasure speaking to you on the phone.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's written from the scriptures. It's based on the scriptures, and that's what
yes,
I'm
I knew
so
that.
Glad. I'm so glad that message went, you know, worldwide, you know. It's just one of those things.
And, of course, your costume in that video was fabulous.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you for speaking with me, and thank you, radio hosts.
Oh, you're
welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, I know my co-host, he got another question for you.
Yes. Yes, Chris. My next question to you is, one of my favorite singers, female singers, is Tina Turner. What is your relationship like? What was your relationship like with her and her husband Ike, her ex-husband Ike? If you're comfortable sharing that.
That's a little before. You know, their fame was a little before I got involved. You know, with music.
Okay.
I only met Ike maybe once or twice, and that they came backstage one time, you know, doing a concert, you know. So we really didn't have a relationship. We just kind of like, you know, I knew who they were. They knew who I was, you know.
Okay.
And we spoke for a minute. So it wasn't really a big, relationship.
I understand. Okay.
Well, let me ask you a quick question, Chris Jasper. You know, by going to live shows in the past and everything, and been so excited to see y'all stars singing or whatever they're doing that we went to see. How were you able to maintain being focused on your music and your relationship with your wife, opposed to those fans that, you know, God forbid, some of these fans that are relentless, and there are some beautiful women out there. How was you able to not get caught up? Because a lot of people get caught up when they're on the road doing their thing.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, Margie and I have always been very, very close. Even when we first met, you know, we met and it was like we knew each other already. You know, that's how it started. You know, it started very, you know, beautifully, and that's why I wrote the song. You know, it started with a kiss. It's about that. You know, that's the latest single that's been out there. It's about how we met and everything. And when you have something like that, when you have a relationship like that, nothing else can distract you. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like,
amen.
You know what you have, right. And it's solid. You know, and you feel at peace with each other. You know, it's like
right.
you're both one person. And
right.
Nothing can distract you from that. I don't care where you go or what you do. And, you know, Margie's with me all the time. We're together, like, basically 24 hours a day, every minute,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's just one of those special relationships, you know.
Yeah, the love of your life, yeah.
It's just very, very special, and nothing can distract you from that.
Yeah. You know, because it's sad that, you know, I see that some people, you know, there's a lot of demons that are, when you make it in the world, a lot of people are doing stuff like, you know, they're drinking, drugging, and doing all these things that are just, you know, difficult, you know, and it's just hard, you know, for people to stay focused, you know, under such pressure, you know, and I'm so glad that you were able to maintain, you know, your respect for your wife, you know, and do the right thing. So I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I can still call us on the line that might want to talk to you. And if you do, please hit the one key because your time might be over to talk to the phenomenal Chris Jasper. Hit that one key if you want to talk to him again. If not, I'm just going to bring up other people on there whose hands are still up. Like the guy whose last four digits was 3570. Do you have another question for Chris?
Yeah, I did. Thank you. I didn't know how much time I would have. I know it's a limited time.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to reach to ask kind of, you know, on behalf of fans of Chris Jasper's work. Is there any way to send like fan mail or anything like that via email or whatever it may be, or is that not something that you do?
You know, most people contact me through emails. You know, that's where I get most of my contacts from. You know, goldcitymusic@goldcitymusic.com. That's where most people contact me. You know.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to ask because, I mean, I certainly have a, you know, a million questions. I don't want to take up anybody else's time. Thank you
mm-hmm.
for clarifying that.
Sure.
I appreciate it, sir.
Sure.
So don't forget, it's goldcitymusic@goldcitymusic.com. You can contact him there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So we're getting ready to run out of time, and I know Mark got another question. Mark, jump on in with your question because I'm going to give the last one to my co-host.
Okay, real quick, I got to say you look a lot like young Smokey Robinson, Chris. Has anybody ever told you that?
Not really, no, but that's a good one.
Yeah, I think you do.
That's a good one.
Anyway, my question is my all-time favorite Isley Brothers song is "For the Love of You," which you helped
yeah.
co-wrote, correct?
Yeah, that was my original idea, and I wrote it right after I kind of graduated from college the year after that. And
did you write part one or part two? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that was, we did that because, you know, the lengths, you know, if the song went over a certain length, you know, would be considered part one or part two, because if you put it on a 45, you know, you'd have to flip it, you know. So that's why I put it on part two. But, you know, yeah, that was one of my favorite songs, you know. I really enjoyed, you know, writing it, you know, and recording it. You know, we went all the way to California to record that album. And it was a great experience.
Yeah, in Burbank, yeah. Of all places, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what was your favorite cover of it? Was it Whitney's? Because I love Whitney's
cover. Oh, yeah.
Cover.
Yeah, Whitney by far, yeah. Whitney Houston did a great job on that. She, you know, you know her voice. I mean, she just... Yeah. You know, and the arrangement. I like the arrangement too that they did. You know, they put the saxophone in there. You know, to do the synthesizer.
Oh yeah.
And
it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
I really liked it. I really did. Matter of fact, I have it in my house, in my studio. I have I have her album. You know, on the wall. You know, with that cover on it. Yeah.
With all the other gold records, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Chris Michael Ward, darling, I'm gonna give you the last question of the evening.
Okay, Chris Jasper, my last question of the evening to you, sir, is: Do you enjoy the road, and do you have any tours coming up?
No tours coming up. I do enjoy touring, but there's nothing coming up right now. I'm putting together a compilation of the funk albums, the funk songs that I've done.
Oh, cool.
And that's going to come out probably in another few weeks. I'm still, you know, toying, you know, with some songs, you know, that I'm going to do for the next studio album. So I'm still going to be recording, but I'm not touring right now. And I do like touring because I like to see the audience's response, you know, to the songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they like them, you know, that's another thing that I like seeing. But for right now, I'm just going to be recording.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I just want to thank you, Chris, for being here. And I know it's dinner time, and tell Margie I'm so sorry for taking her husband away from the table. And y'all need to go ahead and get his music. Y'all better really quick run and get it, because he is putting out hits after hits. And, you know, Chris, you're just such a humble man. I so appreciate you. And I love the fact that you're a man of God, you know. And so I wish you continued success. And thank you for blessing me to be here tonight, you know. And if I can ever do anything for you, you got my phone number, call or sister. Ain't much, but I can do what I can do.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
You have a great evening.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.